You're listening to Real World News.
Effects of Madeira Electricity Complex to be exposed at the Permanent People's Tribunal. The movement of dam-affected people of Brazil, the Bolivian Forum of Environment and Development, and the Catalan organization SATEM Catalunya will denounce the human rights abuses that took place during the planning and beginning of the construction of the hydroelectric complex of Madeira River before the Permanent People's Tribunal that will session in Madrid on May the 14th and 15th. The Madeira River, where Santo Antonio and Jirau dams are being built, comprises Brazilian, Bolivian, and Peruvian territory. It is the Amazonia's second largest river, which hosts more than 750 fish species and 800 bird species. For this reason, it is considered a biodiversity treasure. Besides the environmental impacts of the hydroelectric dam, MAB, FOBAMADI, and SATEM claim that the construction of these big dams will cause serious human rights violations against the population affected by it in Brazil and Bolivia. Some of the effects they are already causing is to increase poverty in the region by directly affecting the natural resources the local villagers lived on, as well as a lack of respect for the territories of the native peoples and the quality of water. The increase in diseases such as malaria, yellow fever, and dengue is another factor warned about in the claim. For this reason, they called the tribunal to acknowledge that the corporations that are behind this project, French, Belgian corporation Suez, Portuguese corporation Banif, and Spanish Santander, failed to respect human rights. At the same time, they are calling for a declaration that says Brazil, France, Spain, and Portugal failed to protect the victims of dams from the abuses of said corporations, and that neither the United Nations nor the European Union provide effective solutions to the victims of human rights violations. The organizations are also calling the Permanent People's Tribunal to acknowledge that the people affected by dams have the right to resist, and they also call the tribunal to urge the organizations and governments to create intergovernmental standards on corporations and human rights to strengthen the protection of human rights and to provide a common framework to the efforts to solve problems related with the behavior of corporations, as the standards suggested by the UN are insufficient.
You're listening to Real World News.